In just a moment, Stephen Foxberry is going to perform for you. The Saturday Light Brigade brings you live music with support of the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, a state agency, through its regional arts funding partnership, Pennsylvania Partners in the Arts. State government funding for the arts depends upon an annual appropriation by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and support from the National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency. Pennsylvania Partners in the Arts is administered in this region by Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council. Don McLean did the song The Grave, which is an older song of his that underwent a bit of a resurgence over the last 10 years. It appears on the American Pie album, actually. And Leon and Eric Bibb did Praising Peace, published from the pages of Sing Out magazine. Now celebrating its 60th anniversary, Folk Music, Folk Songs, Sing Out magazine. I'm smiling because we're running a little late today, just a little late. And just a moment ago, a call from Stephen's wife saying he got there okay, didn't he? And
oh, good.
He's here.
She worries so.
All the same thing is true for me. Usually I can keep the trains running on time, but today...
I'm a flexible guy.
Yeah. It's nice to have you back.
Great to be back.
And,
thank you.
We were both trying to figure out when Stephen was last here. It's been over a year. And I think we'll start. We'll have you play, and then we'll chat a little bit
okay.
more. What would you like to open up with?
This is a song. It sort of deals with the concept of home, which is something that we've... My wife and I and our family have sort of struggled with over the years, and we've moved a lot, and just sort of that elusive notion that there is a perfect spot.
Take my hand and deliver me over the fence. Over the field where my love waits for me. It's hard to live in a place where you're not from. It's harder still to call where you're from home, home. Around the bend where the buildings grow tall, for maybe a minute feels like you're somewhere. As soon as you find it, you notice it's leading you back where you started, wanting and dreaming of home, home, home. The paint shot and the pipe shake when the water runs, but it's warm when we sleep and the roof doesn't leak, and you and me, we're still sorting it out. That lump in your belly is gonna need some room. Covers the streets of our home, 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 home. Around the bend where the buildings grow tall, for maybe a minute feels like you're somewhere. As soon as you find it, you notice it's leading you back. Started wanting and pleading. Home, 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 home.
Stephen Foxberry. That's a really nice song.
Thank you.
That song, really, I don't know. You sung it beautifully. The words were great, and it kind of comes all together.
Thank you.
Really well. And there was some trace in your voice, and I can't picture it, or I can't. It'll come to me eventually. But there was just some particular lilt in your voice as you were singing that song that resonated with me. I guess there's a mournful sound to it a little bit. That's nice. Now, tell you mentioned all the different places. You know, it's sort of a lifestyle moving around a little bit.
Sure.
Can you take us sort of?
Well, I'm from Florida originally. Spent most of my life growing up outside of, well, an Orlando suburb, but lived in Orlando and spent most of my life there, and still am tied to there because I have a band. But they all live there. And so I've lived here for 6 years now, almost 6 years. But it's still, you know, I still have very real friendships there. And my life takes me back there quite a bit. And we have family there. And we certainly love our lives here in Pennsylvania. But there's just, you know, there are friends and connections there that aren't easy to replicate.
It's very hard, especially with family there.
Sure.
Is there much of a sense of place to Orlando? I mean, Orlando.
That was what that's what kicked us out, is we really wanted to get out of Orlando. There are great people there doing remarkable things, but it's just, as a place to live, it's just not, it's not a great place to live. We would say it's kind of like Las Vegas, where people are supposed to go there for their week or whatever vacation, and then they're supposed to go back to whatever that real place is that they live.
I may have told you this story. I went to Orlando for a little conference once, and I may have been one of the few people that goes to Orlando. I had no interest in Disney or Universal,
sure,
or any of those things. And, you know, I had a cab and asked him to take me to downtown Orlando, to the city. And this was maybe 15 years ago or so. And he just gave me the most quizzical look and said, why? You know, why? And I said, well, just take me to something real. Take me to something beyond, you know, a Treasure Island was somewhere he wanted to take me, which I think was like
area. A Pleasure Island?
Pleasure,
Disney
I'm
thing?
Sorry. Is sure. that like, he wanted to take me to all these different places. So I said, nah, just – and at the end of the day, he really couldn't or he wouldn't. I'm not sure where.
Well, it's not without – there are definitely some places that I think that he could have taken you that probably would have met what you were looking for.
Yeah.
But certainly it's not the majority or what people tend to experience while they're there.
Yeah, I think he was baffled, and he might have been thinking about what his return fare was going to be, too.
Right.
So what brought you to Pittsburgh?
Nothing. Just an urge to get out of Florida. We threw darts on a map. We looked at Portland, Oregon, and a little town in Vermont, Providence, Rhode Island. We just looked the Southwest. We looked everywhere. And Pittsburgh just it just worked out for us. We originally moved right here to the neighborhood where the Children's Museum, the Mexican War Streets, we actually lived on Arch, but we just moved last September to the South Hills.
Well, great. And you've got one child?
Yes, we have a 3-year-old, Whistle.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Whistle's his name?
Yep.
Great name. What's his middle name?
Emmett. Whistle Emmett Foxberry.
I love it. Whistle Emmett Foxberry. And yeah, he gets a little more room to run and play.
Yeah,
probably in the South.
Exactly.
What would you like to do next?
I'll do the song that I was sort of... no, I won't. I'll do this one. This is called Pink and Brown, and it's a love song that I wrote for my wife, the one who called and made sure that I got here.
What's her name?
Kim.
Hey, Kim. He's here, Kim. We're glad you call. I do the same thing. I worry. Or not worry, but, you know, you like to know people made it.
I'm a worrier. She's not the worrier. I'm the worrier in the bunch, but...
Here's Stephen Foxberry again.
Sugar, you can spend every last penny in my pocket, dressing yourself up in pink and brown. It wouldn't be enough to knock the smile off my face or make me raise my voice too loud. And I want you to be close to me all the time. And I want you to be close to me all the time. We both seem to be waiting on two opposite events, but hope they happen in exactly the same way. It's no wonder no one believes us when we say we wanna leave. We stuck around all these years. And I want you to be close to me all the time. And I want you to be close to me. Trying to get where you wanna go. Angels came back years ago and picked up all the sticks and stones and signs that said I told you so. And the whispered words you'd heard against you, no more scars you have to cling to. And every secret wish you'd made has finally found a way to come true. And I want you to be close to me all the time. And I want you to be close to me all the time.
Stephen Foxberry at the Saturday Light Brigade. How do you feel that? Well, when did you start writing and playing
songs?
Oh
boy, I've been writing songs for a long time.
Teenager,
yeah,
older.
Okay. Yeah, definitely as a teenager.
I mean,
when I was about Greta's age, I think I wrote my first song.
I was hearing a little bit of Paul Simon when you were singing. I don't know if anybody's ever told you that before.
More recently than people used to, but I think that maybe that's just how I'm writing now.
And I don't like to draw comparisons, particularly because I think, and this is really what I wanted to ask you. I think what you're doing is very singularly, you know, yours and original. It was just something in the range of your voice and in the phrasing. A little bit that I just heard. It's like, huh, I know that tone. Whose tone is that? Or you know, who does remind me of?
He was certainly part of, you know, what I listened to growing up and what was around a lot while coming up.
But you, and I may be totally off on the wrong track here, but you really seem to have developed like a bond between your voice, the guitar and the lyrics, like,
thank you.
Like it's gelled, and it's like I got it. Yeah, like, this is it. And do you? First, I guess I'm wondering if you strove for that, and secondly, if it like sort of all of a sudden you it, like did at one point a light bulb sort of go
it,
and
it
say
did,
I got
actually.
It.
You know, I spent a lot of time writing songs, and even after having some measure of success with it, after that point that, you know, I remember there were two songs that I wrote sort of back to back, and to me it felt like that, like this is where I want to be as a songwriter.
Yeah, I caught that. I can hear. Tell me more about that, but I could hear that.
Yeah, it was I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, and I wrote these two songs, and I just felt like I had finally found the space where I think that I exist as a writer, where I'm not forcing something and where it's just, this is what comes out of me when it's just me being me as a songwriter.
That's got to be an amazing
feeling. It was a really great feeling, because I think a lot of times, you know, when you're starting out, you're sort of emulating these people that you admire and your influences, and you're just really sort of parroting what they do as writers. But it was pretty cool when I got to that place.
I can't tell you why I perceived that either. It's just happened.
Thanks.
From listening to you. And I'm guessing that happened while you weren't even noticing, maybe, too.
Absolutely.
Did it sneak up on you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's really amazing. Have you recorded much?
I have, yeah. I made one nationally released album. I recorded for the Mammoth Records label back in the 90s. I made another record a couple years back just with friends. That was called Slow Tape. And then we're actually gearing up right now. We're going to enter the studio in July with Brian Paulson, who produced the first Wilco album, and he worked with Beck and Squirrel Nut Zippers and some artists that I really admired. We're going to go and make a full-length album with him.
Terrific.
Yeah, I'm very excited about
That's great. Are you playing out much these days?
Well, most of when I play out, it tends to be in Florida, because that's where the band is, and that's really, musically, that's where my focus is right now, is working with those guys. It's a really talented group. We're called the Battle Psy, and it came together, like most things that are neat do, just sort of by accident. We were playing a benefit for a friend of mine with a sick child. And I wanted to play the album that I had recorded with my friends, because I'd just mostly been playing out by myself for a lot of years. And so one of the guys that I had been in a band with before put some friends together, and it was just magic. We had 3 days to rehearse 10 songs, and it was one of the coolest things I've ever done. And so it's just stuck.
And I suspect, you know, airfares being what they are, you're able to get down to Florida.
Every couple months, yeah. I'll head down. That tends to be our pattern.
You got to make these guys come up sometime.
I intend to.
Like in August.
I absolutely intend to.
You know, or sometime. It's about 19 minutes before noon, if you're just tuning in. Stephen Foxberry's here with us at the Saturday Light Brigade. Really a remarkable singer and songwriter and guitarist. What would you like to play next?
This is one of the songs that I think we'll be recording on our album. This is called Raised by Wolves. Thank you.
hotels without doors, different floors can be seen through small windows on the places on walls where the door should be. On the walls where the door should be. Oh, but is it hard to fly in the rain? Do you get way down or do you shrug it off?
Saturday Light Brigade, Stephen Foxberry, and that's going to be on the new
CD. Yeah, that's one of the ones we're going to do.
And how does Whistle react to your music?
Mixed. A lot of times he'll say, Daddy, stop singing. Daddy, stop. Put the guitar down. And so he does really make me question my abilities as a singer, a songwriter, quite a bit.
Well, he's a unique demographic as a three-year-old.
Yeah.
But do you think he's maybe just thinking that he wants your complete attention at that point? That's the way I would rationalize it.
That's what I tell
it.
Myself.
Yeah.
Is that he really just wants my attention, but maybe he just really wants me to be quiet.
Is he very musical himself?
Yeah, sometimes. He sings a lot of songs, and, you know, it's. I would be fine if he wanted to play music, but my wife is a visual artist, and he seems to have an aptitude for drawing, so... Who knows what that kid's going to do?
He does.
He's got a lot of neat things going on in his head. So whatever happens, I think it'll be cool to watch.
Who do you like in terms of songwriters or players? Are there people that you really single out? Not I don't mean as influences necessarily, but people who just tickle you no matter what they do? I'll give you an example. For me, it might be Mose Allison, a great jazz blues player. There's not much he can do that won't, you know, make me smile.
Yeah.
or take notice.
Right. Boy, there are a number of people that that tend to move me whenever I hear whatever it is they're doing. I have some great friends that I've made over the years. My friend Paul Doucette, he produced a lot of the work on my last album. He's a really fantastic songwriter. He has a band called the Break and Repair Method. He also he plays guitar in the band Matchbox 20. But Paul, as a songwriter, has done some absolutely marvelous stuff. That can be said of my friend Jason Ross, who's also a really good songwriter. And these are all guys that I grew up with, and so these are the folks that we love to get together and play when we can, which is not often at all anymore since we're so spread out. But, you know, I think on a national state, well, the National, there's a band called The National that I absolutely adore. They do some really great stuff.
Yeah, I'm always curious to know. And there are so many, I don't even know if diamonds in the rough is the right term, but just people that we don't know about. Actually, you've been at this long enough. The notion that we can now access music by the folks you just mentioned very easily.
Well, and I think music is thrown at us at such an alarming rate anymore.
Yeah.
It gives you the luxury of just finding there's so much good stuff out there. So.
Yeah, it's Ricky, my wife and I were talking the other day. You know, I have a number of very simple expressions that I will repeat often. And one is ignorance is bliss. And it occurred to me that, you know, the information age is in some way bringing an end to ignorance. I mean, in terms of ignoring or not being aware of certain things.
Sure.
So maybe the information age is going to remove all bliss as a result of eliminating ignorance. And to some extent, it can, because there is so much music to listen to and that you fear you're missing.
Well, and people are able – it's so much easier to record music now than it was even a decade ago. You know, pretty much any computer you buy will come with something that you can make music on, and that's, I think that's pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, it's a great. We probably have time for two more, I think.
Okay.
If that's okay with you. It's 11 before noon. You're hearing Stephen Foxbury. I hope you'll, if you go to slbradio.org and click on his name, it'll link to his MySpace site, or just Google Stephen Foxbury, spelled like Massachusetts is Foxbury, I think.
Is there a Foxbury in
I think there is. Oh, no, it's Foxborough. I'm sorry. F-O-X-B-U-R-Y.
Yep.
I don't think there. There might be one somewhere, but not the one I was thinking of. What's next?
This is called What's Gold Again. Excuse me.
Forgive me if I seem dumb, and take the chance of asking, hey, what's become of your charm? 'Cause you seem joyless and numb. Nothing like you used to be. Let's make the best of you and me while we still can. While we still can. It's okay. Everything that grows will surely come round to see what's gold again. The look that comes into your eyes shows you so much more inside. It ain't no surprise. Of making a name for yourself, a name for yourself, but it's okay. Everything that grows will surely run anyway. You'll come round to see what's cold again, and it's okay. Everything that grows will surely burn anyway. You'll come round to see what's gold again. You'll come round to see what's gold again. You'll come round to see what's gold.
Stephen Foxbury at the Saturday Light Brigade. These are all just great songs.
Thank you.
Just finely crafted songs. I sure hope you'll play out so folks can hear you.
I would love to.
More, you know, as time is. If people are so inclined to have you play at a party or an event.
Yeah, I love doing house parties. Actually, one of the things that we just did as a band before our last show, the night before, we set up and played a house party, and I really like that environment.
Yeah, I think it'd be a lot of fun for you to do that. Can they reach you? What's the best way for them to reach you? I guess, is there a contact at the MySpace?
There is, but I'm not much on MySpace very often. You can always email at foxbury@macmac.com. I'd be happy to respond
great.
That way.
foxbury@mac.com.
At mac.com.
Yeah, or contact us and we'll
sure.
Connect you.
That would be great.
One way or another. Thank you for being here, especially on the holiday weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. And, it's a treat.
Yeah, what would you like to close up with?
This song is called Some New Development.
Some New Development.
Yeah.
Well, thank
this
you.
Is actually one of those songs that I was mentioning when I felt like I had touched on something.
I was curious. Thank you for mentioning that because I was wondering if one of those songs fit that.
Sure.
So here it is. Once again, Stephen Foxbury.
Thanks.
The simple things like taking a walk down the street. Anymore, it's getting too much for me. I'd rather stay inside with my wife and watch color TV. Though I do not seek out panic in my life, it finds me easily where it rests inside, where it replaces sleep, and where above me darkness meets my eyes. And every day some new development unfolds and shows its teeth. It's enough to drive me behind locked windows and doors where I'll hide. But I don't think I'm alone in this. I see it on faces of strangers, a look of remiss. There's something in their eyes of a forced compromise that tells me all I need to know. And every day some and shows its teeth. It's enough to drive me behind locked windows and doors where I'll hide, where out of the water and into the mouth of a bear. What was that fish thinking about then? Out of the water and into the mouth of a bear. What was that fish thinking about then? Out of the water and into the mouth of a bear. What was that fish thinking about then?
Stephen Foxbury, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And thank you for being here with us today, Memorial Day weekend, at the Saturday Light Brigade. Our guest, Aaron Estelle from the National Aviary, the Summer Free Flight Bird Show, opens today at the Aviary. Also, Ukrainian flute player Andrei Pitkivka being with us early this morning. He'll be in concert with Sing Yi Lin at the Father Ryan Art Center June 5th, 7 to 9 p.m. More details available for you at fatherryanartcenter.org. Thanks to Zandi Dudiak and her book Remembering Monroeville. Nice to have you talking about that. All of our kids from the BLSMMA Blitz, Lauren Lucas, Marguerite McCrory, Jessica Bauer, and Terry McCollum. Also, thanks to our singer, Greta Schaltenbrand, for being with us today, accompanied by David Schmick and Sunju Lee, and your teachers, and Stephen Foxberry. And thanks to you for being here with us. Look for us a week from today here, where I hope we'll have your company once again.